The movie that opened the Sundance Film Festival 2 months ago was supposed to arrive in theaters today. But with nearly all movie theaters closed, it's arriving instead on Netflix. It's a documentary called Crip Camp, and critic Bob Mondello says it's a window on a revolution.
The first person we meet is Berkeley Rep sound designer Jimmy LeBrecht, who's climbing above the theater's stage without the use of his legs. He was born with spina bifida.
They didn't think I was going to live more than a couple of hours. Apparently, I had different plans.
The images on screen are home movies of an astonishingly active little boy zooming up and down stairs using just his arms, riding in a toy Thunderbird, later attending public schools, outgoing, boisterous with friends, and in 1971 about to start his first year of high school.
And then I hear from some people about the summer camp. It's a summer camp for, you know, the handicapped run by hippies. And somebody said, you know, you probably will smoke dope with the counselors. And I'm like, sign me up.
Camp Jeanette in the Catskills turned out to be exactly the way he just described it.
The wild thing is that this camp changed the world. And nobody knows this story.
When Jimmy says changed the world, he doesn't mean just for him, or even for him and the other campers, though at first their world is the one that gets rocked. These perpetually marginalized kids, differently abled because of deafness, polio, car crashes, are suddenly not on the margins. They're at the center of things, falling in love, having the time of their unusually sheltered lives.
I literally remember us like making out in the dining hall. It seemed like we were making out all the time.
One boy with cerebral palsy remembers a female counselor teaching him to kiss. Best physical therapy ever, he says. A collective called People's Video Theater was capturing all this in black and white, kids enjoying the freedom to do things they couldn't usually do, put themselves out there.
If this is ever broadcast on television, my telephone number is area code 212.
Complain about their folks.
They're too protective of me. They keep reminding me of the fact that I'm in a chair. They don't seem to realize that there's so much I could do.
And most of all, run the show themselves.
That we'll cook on Wednesday. I was trying to see if we could make veal parmesan, but veal is too expensive. What do you think of lasagna?
This is Judy Uman, a born organizer who would give that side of herself wider range when camp was over for the summer. In the early 1970s, these kids were going back to a world where things were literally stacked against them, from staircases to curbs without ramps. And when laws got passed...
The president has vetoed a bill setting up a vocational rehabilitation program because, he said, it would cost too much.
At Camp Jeanette, the campers had seen what could be. Judy Uman started trying to make it be. If wheelchairs couldn't get around New York City, well...
We decided that we were going to sit down in the street and we were going to stop traffic. So at 4:30 in the afternoon, we formed this huge circle. We cut off four streets.
To the barricades. You know, Judy would call it. I remember being on the ground with these big trucks coming at you, going, whoa.
It was a revolution, and as told in Crip Camp by filmmakers Nicole Newnham and Jim LeBrecht, the sound guy whose story started us off, it's a raucous odyssey filled with twists, setbacks, smart strategizing, and unlikely strokes of luck. The second half of the film chronicles the tenacity that was needed to win battles in one administration, then re-win them in the next for almost two decades until the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act. And at every step, the Camp Jeanette folks are front and center, in photos, in archival news footage, unsung heroes in a civil rights story that largely isn't in history books, but that Crip Camp establishes with an exhilarating flourish sure ought to be. I'm Bob Mondello.